This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Always here. Take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever is on your mind at 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
We've also got Skype. You can Skype in, talk to us there. You'll sound better than if you're on the phones over at lrn.fm. That's our username on Skype. And in addition, there's our Discord on-air call-in line room, which you can go to discord.lrn.fm. Just jump right into the top chat room there, and we will get you on the air through that method, which sounds even better than Skype, I would say. So we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Coming up, since Dave Ridley had called in about these protesters that he just ran into today, he was in the state capitol in New Hampshire and happened to run into some people that were going to block the roads for what he said was some kind of a poor people's campaign. And I did find out some more information about that, so let's talk about what that is. But first, we go to the phones, and to the fun, we got Mike. He's calling from Pennsylvania. Mike, where are you in Pennsylvania? It says here you're listening on the radio.
Erie, Pennsylvania.
You are in Erie. Excellent, which means you're listening to WJET. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, yeah, I've been involved with Bitcoin since the beginning, and as far as I can find...
When you say beginning, what year are you talking about?
I couldn't tell
you. Oop, we might have a bad cell phone signal, or maybe you weren't talking directly into your phone. Can you say that again?
Yeah, I can't remember the exact year, but I was involved back when Bitcoin was worth about a buck.
Okay. Good times.
So, did it go up to 30 and come down to a buck, or was it a buck and then went up to 30?
Regretfully, I got out, and I just got back in.
Okay.
And basically, what my question is I'm using Coinbase right now. I'm trying to figure out way they get involved in the altcoins. I wonder if you have a place that's safe or you recommend.
Yeah, so we like Shapeshift, which is a website that allows you to easily, without even using an account, take your existing, let's say you have Bitcoin, because Coinbase has a few different things now. They used to only have Bitcoin. Recently they added Litecoin and Bitcoin Cash, and I think Ethereum. I think there's four coins that Coinbase allows you to have and trade. But, of course, for listeners that you know, are unfamiliar, there's 1,500 different options out there. Now, most of them aren't even worth talking about, but there are a few dozen that are kind of in the top that are, you know, at least worth looking at and considering. And the folks over at Shapeshift.io, that is their website, Shapeshift.io, they have a website. There's also, I believe, an app. And some of the wallets for cryptocurrency, like the Coinomi wallet, actually have Shapeshift, I believe, built right into the wallet. So what you do then is you send from your Coinbase into Shapeshift, and you can select what you want to come out the other end. So if you want to turn your Bitcoin into Monero, or if you want to turn your Bitcoin into Dash, or, you know, whatever other thing that they have. I don't know all of the dozens of choices. I think there's at least two dozen on Shapeshift, maybe even more than that. It's been a while since I've been to the site to check their inventory. But they usually have some of the more popular coins, altcoins that are out there. So that would be the easiest way. So basically, you have to have your own cryptocurrency wallet. So one thing if I could recommend for folks out there, Coinbase is a fine way for somebody who's new to get started into cryptocurrency, but it's not a place where an experienced user should be. And the reason for that is because Coinbase, the way their system is set up, they control your wallet. They have total control over your wallet. And that provides some benefit to the user in that if you lose your password, they can give you a recovery, you know, process that you can go through, and that's helpful or whatever.
It's like a bank.
Right. But also the bad side is if Coinbase decides they want to keep your Bitcoin and, you know, I don't know, turn it over to the government or something like that, they can do that, and there's nothing you can do to stop them from doing that. Whereas if you're using a wallet that you control, which is the majority of them out there. The majority of these, what do they call it, custodial, I believe, Is it non-custodial? Non-custodial is where the wallet company doesn't control it,
right,
and you do. So meaning that you control what they call your private keys. And with cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, there's two sets of keys that you never really see the private keys in most cases, but you can. You can write them down. You can store them in a safe place. And that allows you, having those private keys allows you total control over the currency that you have. And that's an important distinction in the world of cryptocurrency. That's the way it was meant to be. And Coinbase sort of bastardizes that process and makes it so you don't have control. So that's just my recommendation. Grab a wallet like Edge Wallet or Coinomi, which are multi-crypto wallets. Coinomi is the best one, in my opinion, at the moment for multi-crypto, because they have dozens of options in Coinomi. Many of them you've probably never even heard of before, and it'll allow you to store all of those with one sort of seed key. So when you start the wallet, you write down a series of, I think, 24 words or 18 words or something like that, and you store that in a very safe place, because if you lose your phone, you want to have those words in order to back up your crypto. So if you, let's say your phone falls in the toilet or something and it's done for, you get another phone. What do? You get those words out of your safe or whatever safekeeping place you have them, and then you put those words back into the app, and then it restores once you select the cryptos you had. They'll all still be there, because the cryptocurrencies, for listeners unfamiliar, are stored on the cloud. They're in this blockchain, this public ledger in many cases, although there's some private ones, but many of them are public. Anyway, these decentralized ledgers, so it's in the cloud. It doesn't exist on your phone. What exists on your phone are the private keys that allow you to have access to that. So I know I've been rambling. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned Shapeshift handles like a dozen or so. I mean, is there anybody that handles more than that?
It may be a couple dozen. Like I said, it's been a little while since I've looked through their inventory over at Shapeshift.io. But they do have competition. There are some others that do the same thing, where you don't need an account to trade on Shapeshift, basically.
Yeah, what Ian's prioritizing here is non-custodial wallets, and Shapeshift allows you to do that. If you're willing to take the risk on a custodial situation, there's things like Kraken is one that comes to mind.
Those are what are called exchanges.
Exchanges. They'll hold the account.
Yeah.
Where you need an account, they need to know who you are, they need to have, an ID on file, and, that kind of thing.
Right, so Kraken
just basically transferring from one to another.
Correct. Shapeshift, you go onto the site, shapeshift.io, you select what you have. So let's say you've got Bitcoin, you choose Bitcoin, and then you choose what you want that to be. And I'm looking at it right now, and I see at least what appears to be at least 40 different options that are currently active over at Shapeshift.
I guess what I'm gathering is there's probably nowhere else safe to go, as far as giving them custodial powers.
Yeah, it's a chance you've got to take. I've had some crypto that I just couldn't get on a wallet, and I've had it on there on a custodial wallet for almost a year. And
which custodial wallet?
It was, I think, Poloniex.
Oh, okay. You're talking about an exchange.
An exchange. Yeah. And, they were holding it for me until I could get until I felt like I got a wallet that I could be happy with. And, just a little note to the people who are programming IOTA. You really should get a wallet that works real good.
It's in beta. It's a mess.
It's a mess. It's probably a really great idea, but it's a mess.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing about exchanges is it's not just the risk of an exchange. It's kind of the guaranteed risk of an exchange. So Coinbase is going to send you a 1099 if you ever sell anything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Even the exchanges that are claiming to not do that, claiming to be private, you have to give them an ID and stuff when you sign up. They know who you are. They at least have your email to be able to talk to you. If anything ever happens, there is a record of you owning this crypto. Whereas if you download a wallet, in theory, somebody could get your address and then look it up in the blockchain, unless it's a privacy coin. But if your wallet address isn't out there, nobody knows you have that money. So it's kind of a guaranteed, 10 to 28% loss from using an exchange guaranteed.
For cashing out.
Yeah.
You can buy on an exchange and they won't 1099 you for buying.
As of now.
Right. So there you go, Mike. Any other questions?
I got plenty of questions, but yeah, that helped for tonight.
So. All right, man. Hey, thanks for the call. Happy trading out there. I appreciate hearing from you. That's Mike in Pennsylvania, and you can get on the radio with us and talk about whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Shapeshift.io, not only do they have, you know, some of the more popular cryptos, they also have some of what they call the tokens as well. So
lots of them.
Like the Civic token is available through them. The Storage token, Swarm City. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation. A difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Take control of the airwaves toll free, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
I need some help with taxes. Perhaps you need a bookkeeper who's an anarchist. Well, Melanie is the right person for you. She hates the state, and she's going to do everything she can to make sure that you keep as much of the money that you earned as possible if you hire her over at tax.freetalklive.com. What kind of work are you doing right now, now that tax season is kind of winded down? We're a month past April 15th, basically. What are you up to?
Couple people who are on extension, but that's not really keeping me busy or anything. Bookkeeping is what I am looking to do more of. Mm-hmm. We have plans starting at $100 for your kind of smallest business
per month. Okay, that seems very affordable.
Yeah, so that would just, you know, that would provide you, you know, your books done, ongoing tax advice, kind of proactive tax advice. If I'm in there doing your books, I might notice something you would never know to ask.
Right.
So then we can be prepared for that, or, you know, you can either be prepared or move something around so that it never happens, and, you know, legally moving it around.
Right.
you know, put money here or buy this or don't buy that type of thing.
Or deductions and tax breaks.
Split into two different entities, combine two different entities, stuff like that. So,
and these are the things you know because you're a professional, and the average person did not get into business to do their books, right? Like, the average person who got into business to do whatever product or service it is that they wanted to provide to the marketplace, and doing the books is a pain in the butt, and they would rather probably have somebody else do it.
Right, and doing the books, if it's done by somebody who knows how to do it and is, you know, concerned with cutting your taxes, that can be as valuable as their paycheck.
It'll pay for itself.
Right. It could conceivably. It did in my case when I had Melanie do this work for me. And the other thing is that you don't know what she knows, so you're missing stuff, right? And you shouldn't be doing your own stuff in this case. You should be doing your business. Let her save you the money that you're going to pay her.
And the time that you're going to.
And then reallocate your time towards something you're good at.
So you win back your time, and you might even end up more with money in your pocket.
It could very well happen.
Yeah. So check out Melanie's website. You can go through tax.freetalklive.com to access it directly. tax.freetalklive.com. Now, let's jump into, I know I talked about the senior citizen thing, but since Dave Ridley called about something that's timely, I mean, senior citizens are apparently going to be getting bullied, you know, on into the future. So we can talk about that any night. But there's apparently a protest that has been going on today where Dave had called in about it. He just happened to run into this in Concord today, and I hadn't heard about it, so this is the first that we've talked about it. From HuffingtonPost.com, headline, "Hundreds protest in cities across the U.S. for Poor People's Campaign." Now, hundreds isn't really big
hundreds. Protest. Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Hundreds protest in cities,
right,
across the U.S.
Yeah.
So
protests are impressive when you get to thousands. If you're talking about across the U.S.,
but yeah, there were tens of thousands of people that worked in the building that I worked in when I lived in a city. So
if 15 people in 15 cities protested, then you would have what is that? 300 people.
Well, in this case, the folks over at Huffington Post do link to a quote or a Twitter from Fight for 15 saying that 300 marchers took part in civil disobedience in D.C. Today. So, you know, and when I see a few dozen people at a protest, I consider it a success, but you know, that's because I'm coming from the libertarian perspective where getting more than a handful of people out is a win. But anyway, hundreds of people took to the streets today as part of a new movement to challenge racism and poverty in America. The Reverend William Barber II and Reverend Liz Theo Harris, the two religious leaders spearheading the Poor People's Campaign, a national call for moral revival, led dozens of demonstrators at a rally and march in front of the Capitol in D.C. this afternoon. Similar rallies were coordinated and held in front of state houses in over 30 states across the country, according to organizers. Participants in D.C. sang out familiar chants from protests against racism and police brutality in recent years, such as, What do we want? Justice. When do we want it? Now. And also, what do we want? A living wage. When do we want it? Now.
So justice and is then equated to a living wage.
Hundreds were arrested at
one of the things that my rebuttals to this is that poverty is the natural human condition. Like, you popped out of the place you popped out of, things were gooey and red, and you had nothing. Why is it that you expect something from other people? You're not even the person from whom you popped out of. Just random folks that have things, you expect some of their stuff because reasons.
Well, I mean, if somebody's working, you have to trade your labor in order to get that stuff. So it's not just an expectation of getting a thing.
Sure, somebody who works, you know, needs to negotiate a wage, and in all likelihood, right now, with the employment rate being the lowest it's been in many, many years here in the United States, you're going to be able to negotiate yourself a pretty good wage if, I don't know, you speak English fluently, you can show up to work on time, there's no heroin needles hanging out of your arm, you've got a haircut and you bathe that day.
So, and a lot of these jobs that they're demanding it for just aren't worth what they're demanding, but what would happen in the free market is that those jobs wouldn't exist. So, which I know is kind of...
What do you mean, kind of jobs wouldn't
so
exist?
In the free market, without a state, if you want to hire someone to work full-time, you have to pay at least enough to keep a human alive.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not paying that much, your employees are going to die. So what companies are kind of allowed to do is have the state subsidize their workforce.
This is something like big companies that you know, pay very low wages. Many of their employees are on food stamps and WIC and other sort of welfare services.
Yeah, so it's like, as far as I'm concerned, Walmart is probably on food stamps.
There are people who say that is not true.
Delved into the raw data on that, but then at the same time... So that is an issue. So, like, if you're paying someone not enough to support a single adult, then you are being subsidized by whatever else it is that they're on. But we're talking, in a lot of cases, all the numbers you hear is a family of four. Like, well, where'd those extra three people come from if you were telling me you can't afford groceries? So... You have the problem on both ends. You have where the corporations, a lot of the time, really are being subsidized by welfare, but then you also have people who are trying to live a lifestyle that is well beyond what they're able to produce.
So this I believe this is a myth, Melanie, the idea that Walmart is loaded up with welfare recipient employees, and the folks over at investors.com are saying it is a myth. They point out here that the claim is that Walmart doesn't pay its workers enough, and taxpayers are thereby forced to make up the difference. The latest to make this claim is the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, who says, quote, "Every American taxpayer is paying a tax they never heard of, the Walmart tax." And they'll get into...
Okay, but you don't think there's any corporation that pays less than what it takes to keep one single adult alive in the...
I don't know. I know people who work at Walmart, and they are our friends, and they don't have a problem. So there's a guy who is a listener of this show. I don't know if I should name who he is, but he's well known in this area as a mover for the Free State Project. Or come up here. It's Free Talk Live. He works at Walmart.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call or order line 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. Protesting supposedly in favor of the poor today. But are their protests actually going to result in helping the poor? Well, we can get into that here. I don't think so. We'll explain why that is. The toll-free number if you want to join us, 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Protests happening in cities across the country, with the main one being in D.C., where an estimated at least 300 people were engaging in some level of civil disobedience at this protest. We're going to continue with that discussion. We'll also take your calls about whatever's on your mind. And plus, I do want to make sure that you know about the Blink Home Security System. They're back on board here with Free Talk Live, and glad to have them because Blink's product's a pretty good product. Mark, you've got some at your house.
Yeah, indeed. Imagine this dad's sheer panic. Working late. Bam, he gets an alert on his smartphone that his motion-activated Blink security camera detected something odd at home. He opens up his Blink app and sees a silhouette of a man peering through his kitchen window. Calls 911, alerts his wife, crisis averted. Look, preventing threats like this is why Blink has sold over 1 million motion-activated security cameras. The point of having home security is to help alert you before some creep breaks in, not after, which is why I trust Blink. Blink video cameras are wire-free, set up super fast, and run on batteries that last years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions. Here's the deal. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys charge, and an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. I've got this in my home. Ian, you've got it here at the studio, blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Your Bad Slave is on the line on Skype in New Hampshire. Hello, Bad Slave.
Hi, I just heard Melanie say something like, well, if an adult is not receiving a minimum wage, they're going to starve to death. And
no, I did not say that.
Well, you're close to that. What did you say?
The jobs wouldn't exist.
I said that if a job is not paying enough to keep one adult human alive, then they're not going to... In the free market, it wouldn't exist because your employees would just be dying.
Well, they wouldn't stay. They're going to go someplace to earn money.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I think that there are many, many circumstances where there is less than a full need for a wage to cover someone, where there's a family and there's additional, workforce there to fill in in a lower skilled realm where they can be an apprentice and they can be a learner.
Well, plus one adult doesn't have to, one person doesn't have to rent an entire house all for themselves.
Well,
you
don't need an entire house to not die. I said enough to stay not dead.
All she's saying is that that the market will set an effective minimum wage, right? So
right.
Mm-hmm. Even
through competition,
I don't care about the minimum wage. I'm willing to work for people, based on numbers that don't have to do anything with the government, but I'm not going to work for $5 an hour. I'm not going to do anything unless it's sleep. You want me to test your mattress all night long because I'm not willing to get up in the middle of the night and go to a different mattress.
There are jobs like that out there.
Fine. I'm willing to do that for $5 an hour.
There are jobs where you can actually exist in your own whatever you're doing anyway and get paid for it, and it doesn't have to be that sort of a thing. It can be that could be excess opportunity. You can get a second job. The thing that we don't ever address, though, is seems to me that we still have this huge burden that gets placed upon any economy by the government expenditures, which are the worst expenditures that ever occur. They are not market-based. They do things that we absolutely don't want them to do. Mm-hmm. They steal money to get there. And
then it's tremendous waste. Tremendous waste.
And I mean, if we care about the poor, this is where we start, is getting rid of government. Because government is what makes it more likely that they're going to be poor. Why don't we talk about that? I mean, this is not ever what they bring up, when these idiots with their $15 an hour signs, marching up and down Manchester's streets.
Oh, they were in Manchester?
Concord.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah,
Concord,
we heard they were
Manchester,
in Concord today. They were focusing in state capitals across
all
the United
over
States.
The place. It was the same thing with the Occupy movement. And, we all, threw in with trying to make that make more sense, and nobody really wants to talk about the ideas that are actually going to improve society.
Well, it's a lot harder to express those ideas, right? It's easy to hold a sign and chant why you want more money. Because who doesn't want more money? But they don't understand the economics behind it, which is to say that if you increase the minimum wage, then all of a sudden prices get to likely follow in an increase as well, because the business owners have costs. And one of those big costs is the personnel. And thank you, by the way, for the call tonight, Batslave. One of the biggest costs in any business is the cost of personnel. And so if that cost goes up, which in the case what they're asking for here is basically a doubling of what the minimum wage is right now, because it's $7-something at the moment, if I recall correctly, at the federal level.
Yeah, I think so.
And so they're talking about doubling that to $15 an hour.
Which is a huge increase.
It is. Now, most people don't work for the minimum wage, and most wage earners in a household don't get the minimum wage.
I'd also like to point out that, that the federal minimum wage means that people who live in rural Mississippi need to make as much money as the minimum. Same minimum amount applies to rural Mississippi or the Aleutian Islands out in Alaska as it does to New York City. That there, folks, is bad economics.
Well, yeah, the whole minimum wage is bad economics across the board, and it's also insulting to the other employees who've worked hard to make, you know, $15 an hour or whatever. Or yeah. Let's say somebody's at.
Well, it's not. It's insulting was three stations back. It's taking away that money that they've worked up to, because they're not necessarily going to get a inflation proportionate raise.
The people who are already making 15, you mean?
Yeah, or anything right. In between.
Right, right. So if you're making $14 an hour, you've worked hard, you're at McDonald's in a manager position or something like that, and you've worked for years to get up to that level, and then all of a sudden some political move happens and $15 an hour goes into effect. Well, you get a dollar an hour raise, but so does all the kids who are working for $10 an hour. They get $5 an hour raises, and now they are getting the same amount of pay as you did.
Yeah, but and some of them are going to get fired because as
sure
that manager,
are.
You're going to have to figure out who can stay and who can go.
Right.
Because once the minimum wage gets raised, it has to go somewhere.
The firings happen.
It has to go to price, it has to go to quality, or it has to go to personnel. Those are your choices.
You've got to cut something.
Right. And maybe it goes to all three. Maybe the prices go up a little bit. Maybe some of the employees get canned.
Yep.
Maybe the quality of the whatever the meal is goes down. And it doesn't have to be meals, but meals tend to be the place where we focus on.
Some of these fast food places can't cut their quality anymore, right? Like, you can only have grade Z beef so long.
It's pink slime.
Yeah, it has to still be illegal, so you can only go so far down.
It's worth pointing out that, hear you talk, Ian, but it's not the people, it's not the wealthy people who are eating at McDonald's.
Probably
it's
not.
The poor people that are eating McDonald's.
Which means
in many
their
cases.
Costs are going up.
Right, so their costs go up. This is Mickey Mouse economics.
But your tax rate doesn't go down, so you're actually making less money.
Right, they tax you higher because you're making more, supposedly, but all the things you're spending on cost more, so actually your quality of living, believe it or not, will go down as the minimum wage increases. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement? This book is a must-read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us here, our number 855-450-FREE. We may have enough time for you if you get on the line with us now. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Plus, want to make sure that you're aware of the Free Talk Live website. You go to freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of features there. We have a webcam. In fact, you can watch it on the Twitch website as well. Go to twitch.lrn.fm. That'll take you right to our Twitch cam feed, which is the highest quality version of the show that you can watch. There is still one on YouTube, but it's like a quarter of the resolution. The Twitch feed is at 720 lines, and it looks great, and it sounds great, and it's free to watch. So head over to twitch.lrn.fm.
It's big, free, but not forever.
Meaning the archives don't stay forever on the Twitch system, is right. What you mean. Yeah, it's more of a live platform, although they stay for like 2 weeks. So if there's really a show you really like, there's Twitch downloading tools and things like that, so you could always download a favorite episode and keep it forever.
Yeah.
Because we don't care about copyright and all that stuff. Twitch.lrn.fm. And thank you to everybody, by the way. We haven't, since we started Twitch back in January, is when we started with them, after YouTube was pretty rude to our live stream and canceled our live stream in the middle of a live stream. Twitch doesn't do that stuff to us, which has been great. Twitch has been good so far. We haven't really pushed the whole subscription thing, and so what happens with the Twitch subscriptions is if you do the Twitch Prime thing, which I think I saw you do a Twitch Prime recently, Mark.
Yes.
If you do the Twitch Prime, which means you have Amazon Prime, you're a subscriber of Amazon Prime, this is one of your perks.
Right.
As you get a free subscription on Twitch.
Amazon Prime people have a Twitch perk, and that is they get one free subscription
per month
to a Twitch channel. So you have to do this every month in order to for the money to go our direction.
Right.
But nonetheless, I have Amazon Prime. I had never heard of Twitch until Ian brought it up, and so
you had this perk, and you didn't even know about it.
Right. So I do this every time just because, might as well.
Right, and I actually set a thing up on Twitch to where if you have Amazon Prime and you've got your account connected, because you have to like connect Twitch to Amazon first, and there's instructions. If you are on twitch.lrn.fm, you kind of scroll down a little bit. There's an area where we have some instructions on how to do that. It's pretty simple. Even Mark was able to do it, so yeah. it's pretty simple.
It's like one click.
And then once you are connected...
Oh, you're connecting them.
Yeah, once you're connected... then there's going to be like a little icon that pops up of like a crown on our video, and you just click that and it'll resubscribe you. So we've made it easy to resubscribe, but Twitch Prime people, you have to do it every month if you continue to want to support us. It's not like a set it and forget it kind of thing, which would be nice if it was, like the AMP program where you just set it and forget it and, you know, we get $5 a month. But from Twitch, I think we get like $2.50 in per subscriber. So if you want to support us to the maximum, the AMP program is a way to do that. But if you're already on Prime, this is something you have and you can throw it our direction. So at one time, we had as many as like 45 subscribers, and that's down to less than 20 at this moment, just because we haven't been pitching it and reminding people to go and do that. So
it's not new also. Yeah, you know, right. New matters.
So thank you to the folks who are continuing to support us there. And also, you can follow us on Twitch, which means that if you sign up for the emails or if you have their app, it will send you a notice whenever we go live. So that's always a nice thing to have. If you want to watch us live, that's definitely the way to do it at twitch.lrn.fm. Just real quick here about the Walmart thing, since I said we were going to mention it. The claim being that there are so many Walmart employees that are on food stamps, according to the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. According to investors.com, this is Lonnie Shepard from that union who writes that according to a 2014 report by Americans for Tax Fairness, Walmart receives an estimated $6.2 billion in subsidies every year, primarily from the federal government. If Walmart would only pay its workers more, the argument goes, taxpayers would save all this money. The USA Today editors apparently didn't bother to look into an ATF report before publishing their piece, so we did. The ATF, a coalition of union and liberal advocacy groups, that's Americans for Tax Fairness, based its findings on a 2013 report written by Democrats on the House Education and Workforce Committee. In other words, none of these sources is objective by any means. House Democrats based their findings on data from one state, Wisconsin, where they found that 3,216 Walmart workers were enrolled in the state's Medicaid program. Based on this number, the report circulates that a Walmart supercenter costs taxpayers between $900,000 and $1.7 million per year. To get that number, the Democrats assumed that everyone enrolled in Medicaid is also enrolled in every other public program available for low-income families, including food stamps, subsidized housing, child care subsidies, and the earned income tax credit and more, which accounted for 72% of the supposed taxpayer costs. Plus, the report admits that extrapolating taxpayer costs for Walmart stores in other states based on the Wisconsin data is difficult, unquote, in large part because the state had looser rules for who could enroll in Medicaid. So, no matter, Americans for Tax Fairness simply took this already grossly inflated number and applied it to the rest of the nation, and voila, came up with its $6.2 billion so-called Walmart tax.
Okay, so the fact that a Democratic group overstated and made up a number as to what the number was does not mean that no company anywhere in the U.S. has a single worker subsidized by the state.
Yeah, but the claim was, and this is a common claim, is that Walmart workers are more likely to be on food stamps. A bunch of them are on food stamps, and the fact is, the ones that I've known personally have not been, and these statistics are quite skewed on that. That's really the only point.
The fact that they're not more likely than anyone else isn't really the issue.
Well, the claim was Walmart is being supported with its supposed low wages by the food stamps and such, and there's just not a whole lot of evidence to support that claim. That's all. And besides, Walmart doesn't pay minimum wage anyway. They pay more than minimum wage.
Yeah, in some cases, I'm sure that they and, you know, almost all other corporations are. I don't believe that number. That number is crazy. I mean, nobody brought up.
Nobody brought up numbers, but yeah, let's go to Andrew. He's in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andrew.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
You guys were talking about the minimum wage and just taxes, and I work for a church, and it is my knowledge that my head pastor can choose whether or not he pays into Social Security. And
yep,
I was just
not uncommon. Yep.
Yeah, and I was just curious on your guys' like opinion, like, hey, should all Americans be able to be like, hey, I want to opt in or opt out of Social Security?
Absolutely. People should be able to opt out of
Social
Security.
Well, I think you should be able to opt out. I don't necessarily think you should be able to opt in, because then you're saying, I want to be part of a federal government Ponzi scheme. So
yeah.
Just doing away with it would be the optimal result.
Well, his question was, should people be able to opt out? And yes, people should.
And then he said opt out or opt in.
Well, by default, they force you into Social Security.
You should be able to opt out of all government programs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. Do you think, like, should there be, like a waiting period? Like, hey, we'll get rid of Social Security in, like, 30 years? Or do you think, like, someone should pass something to where they just kind of rip the blanket under and just...
Rip off the Band-Aid.
I'm of the opinion that people should be able to choose the government that they want to have, and if they wish to stay opt-in, as far as I'm concerned, if a government program has an opt-out opportunity, it has then become voluntary.
That's a good point. Yeah.
And then there's no particular problem with it.
All right.
Andrew, thanks for the call tonight. Yeah, I appreciate hearing from you. And toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live on Skype.
Yeah, I'm only calling because you posed a bunch of questions that haven't been answered.
Pick one of them. Pick one.
Yeah, first of all, I'm probably the only guy in the room that's had a face-to-face, one-on-one private conversation with Sam Walton.
Really?
And it was cool. Yeah, it was cool. First of all, I have determined from experience that a person, using numbers for one person, can live on $200 a month and have a relatively normal life because I've done it. Not that you would want to do it that way, but it can be done.
Now, where were you living for $200 a month?
Yeah, that's not going to be true everywhere due to rent, no matter how many roommates you have.
Yeah, I've done it many different places, many different ways. For instance, if you are outside of, if you take Keene, New Hampshire, if you go, well, actually, your state is probably higher priced land. If you go to a state with lower priced land, for instance, like in this case, New Mexico, but you can pick any other state, and you can be just outside, far enough of a town or a small city or even a large city that the land prices have dropped. You buy an acre of land and then you put up a structure, whether you site build your own thing for using your own labor and materials you buy piece by piece from the store, or you can drag in an old mobile home that nobody wants anymore and make
probably grow some food, I'd imagine, as well, because I can tell you I can spend $200 at a grocery store no problem. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, David. I appreciate hearing from you.
I'd like to hear more about how to live that cheaply at some point.
There's books that you can probably buy on that sort of subject. If you didn't get on tonight, we apologize. You can always try us again tomorrow. Of course, a lot of people always call the very last moment. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.